And listen, people, okay, I got to tell you about something I'm involved with now, okay? Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N. If you want to support the podcast, right, and you actually enjoy what we're doing here, go to rockfin.com/Adam Hunter. It's $10 a month, and you get the podcast. I'm going to put a video up every day, heckler videos, stand-up videos, videos of shows. It helps me, okay? You want to help the podcast? This is what you do. Support me. And because they have other people involved, Nick Diaz has a channel. You get all his videos. Ben Askren has a channel. Get his videos, okay, which you can't get unless you pay $10. But for the $10 to support the podcast, you get everyone's, okay? It's like Patreon, but you're not only supporting one person. You're getting everyone's stuff, okay? Go to rockfin.com/AdamHunter. Okay, you gotta say endorse me. You gotta go endorse Adam Hunter. It's $10 a month. Cancel anytime, and you're really gonna help me and help the podcast. So all you guys, and tell you what, if you show me that you endorse me, okay, send me a screenshot. I will send you an MMA Rosa T-shirt. Okay, that's how confident I am. All right, so normally t-shirts $20. You're getting it for $10. Okay, well, $10 a month, but you can cancel if you want to screw me. But anyway, yeah. So $10. Okay, Rockfin.com/Adam Hunter. Screenshot me that you did it, and if you live in England or something, I'll still send it to you, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you want to support the podcast, go to rockfin.com/Adam Hunter. I'll throw in a free MMA Rose t-shirt. I'll even sign it. I'm going to sign it. I'll sign it, okay? That's how you support me. Trap, songs, and trap, don't some. Tune in, songs, to hook, jim, durbo, lan. Dada, stolt, and durbo, la moro, la. Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. Hope all is well. It's going to be a great show today. We got me, we got Tyler Smith, my man Lean Dog is here.
What's up, dude?
I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. It's legal. Get it delivered right to you, okay? Go to speedweed.com, @speedweed, and they will take care of you. Marijuana is legal in California. Get it at speedweed.com, @speedweed. They'll deliver it right to you. They got THC sex lube, which I love using with my wife, obviously. And they have all kinds of stuff. They have marijuana. They have edibles. They have marijuana coffee. They'll deliver it right to you. CBD, the best. Go to @speedweed.com. Follow them @speedweed. You're going to love it. Me, I just got back. I had a show in Minnesota all week at the House of Comedy.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota Mall of America.
Minnesota.
Which was awesome. It was awesome for a lot of reasons, but like, one show, the early show Saturday, it was packed. It was going great. And then I did a joke about how my wife and I were looking for a place to live. And when you can go online and find all the sexual predators that live in a certain area. We put in our current residence, there's 147 sexual predators. And I'm like,
wait, in this area?
Yeah. And I was like, baby, we got to leave this church. Right? So that was the joke.
Oh, my God.
So like, joke usually kills. Almost always kills. A couple groans, whatever. So
yeah.
Then these like old ladies got up to like leave. Right, and then I was like, "You're leaving," and they were walking, and I'm like, "Oh, did you see the light?" And you started walking towards it or something. Like, so then these like younger girls with them were like, "We're leaving." I'm like, "Why?" I'm like, "They're like, but we like the show." I'm like, well, "Then why are you leaving?" She's like, "Well, because it was average," and I go, "Well, you would know about being average." And then she got really angry, and she was actually kind of attractive. I'm like, "Listen, I would hit it. I just wouldn't tell anybody." And she's like, "Well, me too." So then they made a huge stint. Everyone was dying laughing, but they were like. He said I was average, I'm like, but she called me average first, and then she said, and the comedy had racial undertones. I was like,
ooh,
and like we're Christians, like as if Christianity doesn't have racial undertones. So it was like,
there's nothing in the Bible that says anything derogatory about.
I'm pretty sure those are the most racist people of all time. Was the
now
Biblioites, whatever they're called.
The Biblioites?
Whatever they're called. I don't know.
I like the Biblioites, whatever. So then the rest of the shows went great. That show went great too. Then I leave and I have a 6 a.m. flight yesterday out. So I'm up all night because I don't want to go to sleep because I'll miss the flight. And then so I take a 4 o'clock. I get there at 4. And then I I land and I have to direct. Ben Askren's in town for one day, so because he's for the UFC press conference. So I got to direct a sketch with Ben Askren. So I go from the airport to there. Like I have my luggage
straight up.
Yeah, with a couple of our kids are in the Michael, his brother, and his sister are in it too.
Nice.
So it's a really funny sketch. I don't want to ruin it, but it's probably one of the funniest ones I've ever done. So working with Ben is hilarious. Like I love Ben, but now he wants to make like 20 videos, which is cool. But he's like texting me. I'm like, all right, let's wait till you win the belt. Let's like do one step at a time.
Let's capitalize on it, Ben. Come on.
Yeah. So then I come home. My wife's mom's here. I'm just tired. I need like a nap because after directing it. By the way, I don't know if this is supposed to be out, but Dolph Lundgren is hosting the awards.
What?
Yeah, the MMA awards.
Oh fuck yeah!
So
yeah,
I have dude. A conference call with Dolph Lundgren today at 1:30.
Oh,
so
dude. Cool.
Which I never thought I would. Like,
come on.
I must have memorized Rocky IV. I know every line to Rocky IV.
Dude.
And
that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Love that movie.
It's the best Rocky movie, dude.
I think it is too. I really
do. Dude, all the other Dolph Lundgrens too. What Universal Soldier? Remember that one with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
He did one with Brandon Lee that was really good. It was actually kind of funny. Like Brandon Lee's holding a coffee while kicking a guy in the head.
Oh, like, shit, I forget.
That's pretty dope.
I used to be a huge Dolph Lundgren fan, man.
Whatever happened to those old action movies? Like they don't make movies like that anymore. They're super over the top.
Yeah, I feel like they do, but
John
only, like,
Wick
in
3
Bulgaria.
Was kind of over the top, but like
only in Bulgaria.
I think they make cheap ones, but like in Bulgaria. Like I'm serious.
Iran, or Iranian like, cinema.
Starring Steven
like in,
Seagal.
Like no, I'm serious. Like Steven Seagal is still making movies, but they're like in India.
Yeah.
So then I go to the Laugh Factory last night, and it's Hollywood Laugh Factory, and I'm always nervous about that because there's a lot of reasons. But
it's the SJW capital of comedy.
No, not because of that.
Really?
I just always feel like I'm one set bad set away from never doing a show there again. Uh-huh. Like, you know, because there's so many great comics in LA or New York, and like it's just like no one remembers when you kill, but they all talk about when you bomb, and I get there, there's like 40 people in the crowd. Michael Bolton is one of them, right?
The Michael Bolton.
And then the other girl who dated Justin Bieber, the big singer, Selena Gomez.
She was there too?
Nice. She was there, upstairs. Nice. There's like 40 people, and two of them are Michael Bolton and Selena Gomez, right?
Dude, so, no pressure at all. Say,
and that's, then it's a lot of Instagram models. Like it's the one of the girls has like, who was dating Dan Bilzerian, or is one of Dan Bilzerian's girls in
one of them
little bunnies,
one of the 100 women.
She's got 1.4 million followers, and like,
okay,
so I go up and the comic before me is supposed to do 15 minutes. That's like 45.
Oh my god,
crushes.
Come on, man.
crushes for 45
and
minutes.
You know what? The guy is a legend.
So can you say who it is?
I'm not gonna say his name, but he's a legend, so he's earned that right.
Right,
he's earned that right, but at the same time, I'm just like, I have to go next. So I get up to, I got no sleep. And I got 2 hours of sleep, and I'm just like, in Minnesota that morning, yesterday morning. So I'm like, okay, but don't get in your own head, you know?
Yeah.
But so I get up there, and right away, Michael Bolton walks out to the bathroom to take pictures with everybody, with the last comic, because they're friends. He who announces Michael Bolton's there while he's on stage. So half the crowd like leaves.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, Michael Bolton, come on, man. I go, how am I supposed to live without you? So that got a laugh. But there was, like, a couple people paying attention, and other people were just talking. It was...
Oh, that sucks,
which is, like,
dude.
Sucks at the laugh. So all through my head, I'm just like, great, now I'm going to get banned. Now I'm not going to want me back.
You're not going to want me back.
Well, I've been doing like this 20 years, and what am I doing with my life? And
just started the spiral.
How did I get here? Maybe my jokes aren't that funny, and I'm not doing new stuff, and I wanted to kill, and it's like my wife and I's anniversary, so like I could be home.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I could be home, like just like all this. Plus, I started taking TRT.
Nice.
Like,
I can
that's
tell.
A whole other thing I'll talk swole, about. Dude. So like, nice. But I'm like, maybe I'm being too aggressive because of the TRT. That's in my head, like just all this shit, like.
Yeah.
Just every bad thought that could happen all at the same time.
I'm sure you're in a fight.
I love when that happens.
Maybe you're in a fight or you're grappling with somebody and like...
just shit running through your head that shouldn't be there.
And I'm just like, stop. Let's just focus. And it was a good set. I won them over. But even then, nice. Like, one guy was like, oh, that was a good joke. And that's like a backhanded compliment. Yeah. So I was like...
thanks, guy.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna let you in. I'm not gonna push. I was just at the stage. I'm not gonna push you away. My therapist says to let people love me. Like that kind of laugh. And then some lady was like, take it off, right? But I thought she said get off. So, but she said she was a friend of mine. I didn't realize. Oh. So I go, get off. We'll spread them. We're like, which is, it was just, but like, I got more people texting me from that set going, dude, that was hilarious. This, but I come home and I'm beating myself up.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, not, man, my wife's mad. It's our anniversary.
Yeah.
And like, the baby's not sleeping. It's just like, yeah.
Sometimes like, that's how it goes though. Like you think it was shitty, yeah, right? Because you're so in your head, you're not actually experiencing what they're experiencing, and they're like, "Oh no, it was great, dude."
I even said, "I go tomorrow night." I go tomorrow night. I'm following Chappelle after doing 4 hours. You know, like I was just yeah, being like, I was making jokes about it. Like you try following this comic after 2 hours. You know, like I did it, but then that was getting more of a laugh than the jokes. And then I started like, and then some lady was like, yelled at. I'm like, all right, someone's being raped in the back, right? And then like, but then I remember that Tosh got like in trouble for making a rape joke at the last. So now I'm like, oh great, now I'm gonna get banned for just like all this shit is
going.
Oh,
that was at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, so
huh?
Now I'm all this stuff which didn't need to do. It just didn't. And people text me, great set last night. I'm like, well then why did I waste all this energy?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know that?
Yeah.
Didn't I know it was a great set while I was doing it?
But you know, it is what it's okay.
It is what it is, it's as okay, the great Max Holloway would say.
It is what it is.
Benoit, how are you doing?
Dude, I'm freaking stoned right now off of Tyler's tobacco dip.
You had the tiniest little pinch.
Yeah, well, I don't do tobacco stuff. And, dude, I feel like it's like the same effect when you take Adderall. You get, like, that jolt of energy and, like, a head high.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw up any minute now. I'm just warning you. But I feel good. I'm going to start a new YouTube channel and a new podcast. It's going to be a YouTube channel mainly for kids.
Oh, God.
You know, like...
Really?
Well, I got because
stay away from you.
People who make kids videos on YouTube yeah, make millions of dollars, but then yeah, they have millions of subscribers.
Aren't also kids?
Yeah, but you know, I can relate to children.
What are you gonna do, like toy reviews?
I'm gonna go to like hang out with kids. I'm gonna go to elementary schools and try to like
drive my van to schools and hang out with kids.
You're allowed near a school?
Yeah, I'm gonna rent out a van. I'm gonna try to interview kids outside of schools.
Yeah,
I don't have a.
You know, you could probably get kids to come to the van if you have like a free candy sign.
Yeah, like it's gonna be like I might as well just rent out an ice cream truck, dude, and just drive around a school with the siren on. It's gonna be like a podcast studio on wheels, dude.
Dude, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea,
brilliant,
right?
Like, no way you could get in trouble doing that.
You think this is a good idea?
There's no way you could get in trouble.
Wean Dog, you're going to go to school?
Why is the camera like covered in Vaseline, dude? It's like, what have you been doing with your phone, Wean dude?
So you're going to go to schools and interview kids.
I'm starting a new podcast. I mean, not a new podcast. It's a YouTube channel for kids. And what it is, I'm going to be outside of elementary schools interviewing kids and like having them review some toys.
No.
They're going to review toys that I bought and let them come play with my toys. And
what
that
kind of toys?
Just like the new hot toys, because those are believe it or not, those are the biggest videos on YouTube.
Can I even
it's
post
like,
that video?
It's toys from all the toys from AdamandEve.com.
Yeah, Adam and Eve.
This might be the worst idea. You've had so many bad ideas.
Yeah.
This might take the cake.
Hey, you know what, though? Like... Don't knock it till you try it.
It's going to be...
I'm actually going to knock this
thing. The YouTube channel is going to be called Play With Wean Dog. I think
kids play with Wean Dog.
Yeah.
Oh God. All right. So Tyler, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Was coaching at a tournament this weekend that I was supposed to compete in, but I've been lazy and out of shape.
Coaching so adults or kids or
adults. So we had a lot of competitors. And our head coach, like he was competing too. So while he was competing, we had other like younger belts, blue and purple belts competing. So I was taking care of them.
Nice.
Got a couple golds, took home a couple golds, which
nice,
was very nice.
Very nice.
Somebody's first one, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Got their first gold medal.
Was it a lower belt?
It was a big, yeah, it's a blue belt.
That's got to be one of the best feelings to get a gold medal as a lower belt
or
because
a purple belt maybe.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go back starting next week. I'm going back to jiu-jitsu.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna take your class though.
Not too,
I want to be
too hard.
I want to be safe. Well, first of all, I started taking TRT because, you know, I take Celexa, which is antidepressant, anti-anxiety, which lowers your testosterone, and
right.
Propecia lowers my testosterone. So uh-huh. I just. All right, thank you.
Oh, thanks,
thank
Alexa.
You, thank you. So, no, not Alexa, Celexa, but thank you.
Celexa?
Okay. So it was one of those things where, like, you know, I don't feel like I'm, like, doing my best in certain areas when it comes to, like, all right, enough, Alexa, thank you.
She keeps giving us the definition.
Alexa,
of all these,
shut up.
Alexa's off. So I started taking I went to get my teeth checked, and they said, you know, from 300 being the lowest to 1200 is the highest. I'm at 400. So
that's
yeah.
not where I am at.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a test also?
Because I was on TRT before, like when I was
Why?
Like...
Why? You're 20.
I know, but I had extremely low testosterone for being so young. So I put on testosterone. It was like the gel you just rub on your armpit and biceps.
Yeah.
But now I didn't really feel like a physical change. But I asked my doctor recently if I had my testosterone levels checked. I'm normal now. So it kind of sucks. Like, I want to be on testosterone. But I know it does make you hornier. It increases your libido.
Yeah.
You notice that yet?
Definitely. But I've only been on it for like a week. I can definitely feel like I'm not getting as tired on the treadmill.
That's good. Nice.
And but they shoot it up. My friend Dean McDermott told me that they put pellets up your ass.
What?
And like that's how. And I'm like, so I'm waiting for the doctor to put his. They take it's a needle. They shoot it, but they actually open up your butt cheek, put the pellets in
like
there.
In between the butt cheeks.
No, like in your butt, like right there.
Oh.
And then they put like a needle in there. They open it up, put like pellets of testosterone. And then you like can't do squats for a week, or you can't run for a week.
What? That's like that's like the Vitor Belfort testosterone,
but
though,
like
right?
Every 4 months.
That's like the heavy duty testosterone.
Okay, so it's like a slow release capsules or something?
He told me you're not going to feel it until like Monday, which is today, which is yesterday.
Interesting.
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
It felt like my butt was sore. I'm like, nice. Damn, like I give gay guys a lot of credit. You know?
Yeah, dude, it's tough, dude.
We got these shots in the military. They called them peanut butter shots. They told us it was penicillin, which I highly doubt. I think it was like, I'm convinced they gave us anti-boner like shots, because you're just with like 75 other guys for 3 months, and none of us got a boner for 3 months.
Wow.
None of us.
Well, does anybody actually want to admit they have a boner around a bunch of dudes?
No, I mean, like, you just, you know, you wake up, you have a, like, you don't even wake up with the morning wood.
Like,
really?
He showed you a picture of Rosie O'Donnell or something.
That can't be healthy, because that's important to wake
up
with a boner.
Like, we notice every time before we got them, about a week before, everybody would all start getting fucking pissed off at each other, and like people were starting to fight, and then it's like, oh, it's shot time, and everybody's like, let's work together, guys.
Wouldn't you want the Marines to be all charged up and
ready?
That's
probably the idea behind it.
Not in boot camp. Like, but you want them like, all right, you guys are brand new. We need to teach you shit. Like, we can't just have you going around ripping people's heads off right now.
Right.
But they were nasty. Like, they called them peanut butter shots because it was like you'd get it right in the ass, and it felt like peanut butter, like Skippy, just getting shot into your ass. You have to like
thick.
Massage it out. It was all
thick. Oh, that's like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Man.
By the way, there's a kid on our wrestling team who needs to lose weight, whose parents hit me up over the summer. I couldn't do it. I'm out of town, but I sent him to you, Tyler, and he's killing it, huh?
He's killing it. It's dude, he wants it so bad.
I'm so proud.
It's so cool. Like, he's huffing and puffing, but he's not like, there's no moans and groans.
Now, where are you taking him?
My gym, Braxton's in Venice. So we have like a little outside area that has weights. And like, I had him pushing the sled today on the battle ropes. Like,
And it's just you and him.
Yep. Just me and him. And like, afterwards, he's like, what are we going to do next week? I was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? He's like, let's do more abs. Let's do more of this.
Good for you, man.
Fuck yeah,
you're
going to
change that kid's life.
I'm calling him league champ right now.
That kid's going to be a CEO of a company one day.
Hopefully.
Because of you.
You know what's crazy?
Hopefully he'll take care of me when he's old and rich.
There's like a thing going on like children bodybuilders, which is very disturbing. It's on Instagram. There's like Instagram pages for this. It's like kids who are obviously on some kind of Russian supplements, because they're primarily like Russian kids, but they're freaking jacked, and it's weird. It just pops up on my Instagram feed because I follow a bunch of bodybuilding stuff.
Weendog's very into kids right now.
Yeah, like the kids.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
All right, let's talk about bare knuckle boxing. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I paid the $40. I didn't even stream it. I'm like, you know what? These guys, especially after seeing the other guys getting screwed so bad, like not getting their money.
Yeah.
You know, I was
Did they ever resolve?
No, that guy's in jail. And the assets are frozen.
Wow.
And none of them got paid.
Wow.
Hedricks, Baroni. And Boz Rutten took over as like the president. So he like before the fact, but after, like, so now people are blaming him. It's a disaster.
Jeez.
Dude. All right. But Paulie Malignaggi against Labov. Here are my thoughts. First of all, Paulie, I knew it was a bad matchup for him to get go because he's not a power hitter.
Right.
But he's not a guy that fights in the clinch.
Yeah.
And he's way past his prime.
Right.
And bare knuckle boxing, you break your hand, which is exactly what happened.
And he's so broken his hand many times.
That's
right?
Why I thought maybe Lobov would have a chance, because this guy's like head is so hard.
Yeah,
you know, it's like almost impossible to stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, well, he's got short arms, and Paulie's way more skilled.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paulie won. I honestly think he won that.
Really?
Fight. I thought he won 3 rounds to 2 because I used to watch a lot of boxing,
mm-hmm.
and. But the fact is, he made himself so hateable by spitting on the guy and this and that. And he's such a good boxer, or he was such a good boxer.
Mm-hmm.
That it should have been,
That the fact that it was that close,
right?
You're like, you give it to Lobov.
Yeah.
But people were like, well, bare knuckle boxing knew that they can not. But I heard he got $500,000 for this. I mean, for half a million. Paulie Malignaggi.
I heard that he made 7 figures from this.
I heard he made $500,000 and Lobov made $400,000.
Damn.
And I heard that from a reliable
source. Really good for Lobov, because he was making $50,000 in the UFC.
If that.
Not even. Yeah.
But also, but then 30. I also think that like people are saying, well, that is this company gonna last long?
No.
Making payouts like that.
No, there's no way.
It's like a one-time thing, though. Would you agree? Making a payout like that, because if you get like a big superstar like that.
Well, I thought that like. If they were going to fix it, they would have fixed it for Paulie and then have McGregor try to lure him into it and have McGregor give him like 90% of the pay-per-view, and then it's the biggest fight of all time.
Now that they've paid Artem, like Artem's going to fight again. Like he's not going to take less.
Yeah.
He's going for the belt.
But also, I mean, Artem versus Johnny Bedford, is that really going to be a big... people will watch it. Some people will watch it, but Artem versus a name is what people are going to watch.
Right.
You know, that being said... I almost think that it has to go 12 rounds. Like because the round's only 2 minutes.
It's a 10-minute long fight, dude. That's ridiculous for a main event.
It's short, right?
Yeah.
And it is. It is a little ridiculous. I mean, at least make it 15. Like, at least do the same thing they do in the UFC.
15 minutes,
you know?
Like, well, and that's also the thing. But then you see when, like, Jason Knight fought Lobov. My wife thought it was 12 rounds, and she's like, she was covering her eyes.
There's
like,
no way he's going to make
it. Like, this should be illegal.
Yeah.
So that's when you're like, man, this should be 3 rounds, those fights.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, like, you get a guy like, man, it was very uneventful.
Yeah.
It was. It was kind of just like, all right. Like, they just looked at each other and kind of threw a little bit. Paulie was backing up almost the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Paulie got scared. I think he got rocked a little bit. And then he realized...
I mean, his face was cut the fuck up.
I think he also thought, like, man, I can't get knocked out by this guy.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
You know, he's fighting with one hand. I mean, in boxing, he would have won.
So did it break, like, in the first round?
Second round. He landed a beautiful one, too. Like, a jab to the body, clean right, which, if he had more power, would have knocked Lobov down.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that much power.
And he's got a giant head.
And
he just broke his hand.
Now he's fighting with one arm. But the fact that he's so unlikable.
He really is, dude. He really is.
I mean, I
can't
like him,
stand the guy.
But, no. I mean, Lobov just seems like a humble dude also. You never hear anything talking any shit about anybody. Even the guys that fought him were rooting for him.
Yeah.
Like Cub Swanson. The other guys. Like, it's almost like there are certain guys out there in the MMA that you just almost...
Yeah, he's not a big shit. I mean, besides the stuff with like him and Khabib, but that's a whole different, you know, that's like their own cultural like fucking
war. And I feel like he wasn't even like talking shit about Khabib.
Yeah, he wasn't. It was like a, how dare you?
Yeah. Like,
how dare you?
I think that whole thing was like one thing he said in an interview that no one even heard, that like Khabib got back to Khabib and slapped him. It wasn't even like it was directed towards Khabib.
Right,
But what did you think about? Were you entertained by bare knuckle boxing?
Dude, I think that was like the most entertaining like fight event out of all three of the fight cards, from UFC, Bellator. I think bare knuckle boxing was the most entertaining, because one thing I like about it, it's not 10 hours long. You know, like the whole event.
It was pretty long though.
Compared to like Bellator, is like an all day event from the morning to night. UFCs is normally like 6 hours long, because bare knuckle boxing, there's like 10 fights, and it's like fight after fight after fight. There's no breaks in between.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's more like an amateur card.
Yeah.
Like where, okay, it's done, next one. Boom.
Yep.
Like a minute later, they're fighting.
And I did like that. But as for the main event, Artem versus Paulie, I sort of looked at it because I'm used to MMA judging. I'm used to judging based off of forward pressure, landing bigger shots. So that's why I thought Artem got the win, because if you're looking at it as like from a boxing fan's perspective, boxing is judged very differently than MMA, yeah. Even though it's based on the same system, you're counting in the dodging and right. your movement and everything like that. But Artem, he did have more pressure, right, throughout the every round. Sure. So that's why I sort of gave it to Artem. The rounds weren't really eventful, but Artem definitely landed the bigger shots. I would say, even though Pauly, we can still say Pauly is a better boxer.
He's a better technical boxer, but it was a no-win fight for Pauly Till too.
Unless he would have knocked him out in one round,
yeah,
which he's never done ever, like in the history of his fights. I think he has like six knockouts, and in the beginning he was fighting guys that were not good, you know. But also, like, they say he was a two-time world champion. There's like four or five belts in boxing, so you could be like a world champion, but you're not a unified world champion. There's a lot of different. You know, it's sort of like saying I'm a world champion in Titan FC or something. Right. Well, like,
LFA world champion.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wow.
Cool, yes, you are. And for that organization, you're the world champion.
Right, unless you're really a UFC world champion or Bellator, maybe one, maybe, like.
Yeah, I think they're getting up there. I mean, they're definitely gaining credibility. Like, I think the big three are UFC 1 and Bellator right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, UFC's always going to be on the top, but...
I don't know. You never know, man.
You never know.
I mean...
I think the...
Dana White gets hit by a truck or something. God forbid.
Yeah,
you know,
like, unless something happens to Dana where it just becomes a different product, but...
Yeah.
The fights that they're putting out, man, like, every week, to have consistently every week, they have good cards. They have, like, top to bottom. Even if it's not names, mm-hmm. like, they have a lot of guys on this one coming up that Vince is fighting on. A lot of, like... Contender Series guys or like littler name guys, but the fights are always fucking bangers, dude.
Let's talk about some of the fights that happened last week, and then we'll talk about some of the fights that are coming up. So UFC, Korean Zombie.
Dude. I was fucking so happy for him, dude.
Yeah.
I love the Korean Zombie. And he's like, what, 40 years old too?
Yeah. Especially when you see him get like the last fight where he got knocked out with 1 second left. And he's just like.
Probably the best knockout of all time.
I love the fact that he thanked the doctors. He was like, thank you to the doctors in Denver for putting me back together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He seems like a real sweet guy.
What a fucking awesome guy, you know?
Yeah. But also, like, wow. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Naoto Moicano. People were calling him like the next big thing, and now it's on a 2-fight losing streak. It's tough, stopped, dude. In both fights.
Well, I mean, that just shows like it just takes that one perfect punch, you know. And it's not hard, like, but those little gloves, like, it's not hard to get. He just waited for his moment, mm-hmm. slipped it, and fucking threw hell at him.
He also doesn't look like if you saw him at the mall or something, you'd be like, oh,
zombie.
Yeah. You'd be like, this guy's like, my accountant or something.
That guy,
you would not. And if you had a bar, like, and you saw him, and then you saw like. I don't know, Dan Bilzerian or something. You'd be like, oh, that guy's the fucking... That's a monster right there. And, and then Korean Zombie would just beat the living shit out of that guy.
Anybody. You know?
Well, I hope we see a fast turnaround, dude, for Korean Zombie, because he came out undamaged from that fight. So they're talking about maybe... What's the Abraham Lincoln dude's name? Maga Shapirov?
Zabit.
Does he have a fight lined up? Because people are talking about Korean Zombie versus Zabit. You know what I'm saying?
Please. I don't like that fight for Zombie.
Really?
I love that fight as a fan.
Yeah, dude. I mean...
Please, MMA gods.
I'm always going to be rooting for Korean Zombie no matter who he fights.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But like, I love watching Zabit fight. He's just so unorthodox.
I think Jeremy Stevens called him out Zombie, right?
I mean, Jeremy Stevens just lost to Zabit, so...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know... Who he has next? But
and where does his rank? Where does his rank, KZ? Where is he at now in the rankings? Because wasn't Moicano? He just fought Aldo. Aldo's like number one.
Aldo is the underdog in that fight too.
Yeah, so that means Korean Zombie should be at least top five, maybe.
Chan Sung Jung.
He should be top five.
Yeah.
He also think like, what if he never didn't take those 3 years off for the military? Like,
dude,
which 12.
Also, like, why was the Korean military? They have one guy in the UFC. They got a couple other guys, but. Korean Superboy, but yeah, they have one superstar. Like, I think it does more for that military for have him.
Oh yeah.
Like, why would they take him out of fighting? Or
I know. Like, why wouldn't they just keep him at like? All right, you get a pass. Like,
yeah,
you're obvious. You don't need to be doing your whatever.
Like, I mean, isn't right?
I get, but good on them, because it's like that, like they're keeping the standard. They're setting the standard. Like, no, this is mandatory. Like, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
It's like jury duty for us. Like, do celebrities here do jury duty?
Yeah.
They do? Like, you can just be in a jury with Brad Pitt, like, sitting next to you?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Makes sense, though. I agree with that.
No, I don't know. But I think that it does more for the country to have a guy in the UFC or a superstar athlete.
Yeah, right. It definitely
than
does.
It does to have.
Because there's really no Asian superstars in like, UFC, right? There's, like, I can't even name one like Asian superstar right now besides Korean Zombie and Do Ho Choi. It's pretty much it.
Do Ho Choi's not a superstar.
But I mean, he's like,
he's good.
He can be up there.
Yeah, he could be. He's potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not really.
There's
really
that Chinese girl, like, who's going to fight for the belt against
Jang
Valentina.
Yeah, what's her name?
It's all Jang Sung.
Yeah,
Jung
something. Jang.
Dude, when I was in Korea, when I was in South Korea doing comedy, and they were like, you know, for the military. And they'd be like a room, like on a base, where they'd be like the Korean military and American military, and they'd be staring at each other for like 8 hours, and no one knows what they're talking about. I was just like, this is so strange.
Whoa. Yeah, they do. The Marine Corps does a lot of joint operations in Korea.
Then I went out.
Air Force too.
And they have this alcohol where, like, right before a snake dies, he gives off this venom, and it's supposed to like, and they capture it, the snake and the venom, and put it in like a bottle of alcohol. And I did a shot of it, and I was out on my feet, dude. I was like, I didn't know. The soldiers had to carry me home.
What the fuck?
Like, I ended up, it was crazy.
Like, what is it, just like a hallucinogenic venom or something?
Yes.
Like, it just puts you in a different world?
1,000%.
Fuck that. No, thank you.
Sign me up, dude.
Thank you. I'm not drinking the snake venom.
Ryan Barbarena. I love Barbarena.
Oh.
When he came out the Baby Shark, that really won me over.
Oh.
And then he came to my show with his wife. They live on a ranch. They live on a ranch in Tennessee, the Bam Fam Ranch, they call it.
Awesome.
And he trains out with the lab. He's a great guy. But I'm telling you, Randy Brown, is he the most bipolar fighter?
Dude, he looked so good.
Yeah.
He looked so good. And what I really liked was after the second round, when he went back to his corner, his coach's advice, he was like, I think I'm up. And they're like, fuck, just win this, like, win this round.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you've been kicking his ass, win this. You have to win this round.
But then, like, Bilal Muhammad
did it, dude.
Bilal Muhammad, like, destroyed him.
So, yeah.
He's also very young, though. He's, like, 20 years old.
Yeah, he was a guy. I think he might be the best guy from the contender right now.
Right.
Although, I don't know. Alonzo Menafield is fighting this weekend. Is like, 8-0 with 8 knockouts. And he's a guy that, like, I interviewed. It's on Rockfin. He's a guy that went to 20 different group homes and in LA, as well as like juvenile detention centers. Jeez. And then a family took him in when he was 13, him and his brother. They couldn't read. Family from Nigeria, they still work there, Christians. They taught him like in school, he got a football scholarship, almost went pro, and now he's 8-0 and just knocking fools out at 205.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
Andre Ewell did the podcast. He looked great.
Dude, he did look great. Super crisp. Like,
quick.
Super clean, crisp boxing, man. Like, he's gonna be a force to be reckoned with.
As long as I don't put him against wrestlers like or grapplers that can really close distance.
Yeah, he's gotta get his sprawl down.
Yeah,
if he can get that down. Like, I like to think about like these guys that have really good striking, but the wrestling's not there. Like. Do like the Chuck model, where his wrestling was fantastic, and all he ever used it for was to get up.
Yeah.
Like, all I need to do is be able to get
people
back
didn't even
to
know he was a college
feet,
wrestler.
You know?
They didn't even know.
Yeah, they didn't know. Like, nobody knew.
Yeah.
But good luck fucking taking him down. Or if you do take him down, good luck keeping him down.
He
like,
was, yeah, he could
he's
also
just
fight,
gonna stand up.
He could also fight going backwards. A lot of guys can't fight going backwards. Yes. I don't. Most people, I think, can't. You know, to not be able to knock
it's
you
tough.
Out while
yeah.
going backwards is like.
Chuck and Anderson Silva.
yeah.
But there's a guy, Anderson Silva, though, like, kind of like a Paul Malignaggi, where, like, your speed is the first thing to go.
Right.
And guys like Anderson Silva and MVP, who obviously is still in his prime, but I feel like certain guys that rely, they do everything wrong. Roy Jones.
Yeah.
Everything fundamentally wrong. Hands down.
Yep.
Chin up. Just like, but they're so good at what they do. It doesn't catch up to them because their speed and their instincts.
Yeah.
But as soon as they lose a step, it
gets bad.
Versus other guys who have like power, a guy like even like Tito Ortiz, who who could fight till he's whatever because he stays in shape.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything great, but everything really well.
Yeah. And he knows like what he's good at. You know,
yeah,
those guys that know exactly what they're good at and like, okay, all I need to do is make it to the point where I can throw this.
Yeah.
And like, I know I can get it done. It's interesting.
Andrea Lee.
KGB.
Fucking
she beat Montana killer, De La Rosa. Dude. Yeah.
Killer. She outlanded her like 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5-1.
She really impressed. When she beat Ashley Evans Smith, I was like, that really was an eye opener.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashley Evans is a college wrestler. You know, beat Fallon Fox, looked great. I mean, killed Fallon Fox, but was doing really well for a second and then, like, got derailed somewhere. I mean, hopefully she'll come back. I'm so sure she can and can will, but I thought she was going to run through Andrea Lee.
Yeah, that was a weird fight. It just looked like she was sparring. Like, it looked like she was just at the gym, like, all right, yeah, we're having a fight.
Just okay. Go with what got you there, people.
Yep.
You know, you're a wrestler. It's hard because everyone wants to. People get bored of what they're good at.
Yeah. You want to prove to yourself that you can stand.
I want
to
show my new toy.
Or like whatever you've been working on. Oh, I want to see if I can make this work. And can't. Like, there's so much that goes into the fight. Like, it's a weird head game. Like, you have to decide the kind of fight that you're going to fight. It's not like walk in and see what happens. Like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And if you don't stick with it, it's like, fucking chaos. You know, it just becomes chaos in there. Like, you don't have time to think. That's a mistake I made. Like, I thought, oh, I've been training for 10 years, I'm good at stand-up, I'm good at wrestling, I'm good at jiu-jitsu, like, we'll just see wherever the fight goes. No, you have to dictate where the, like, you tell yourself, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
but don't you have
to
also
do that, then you just get
but don't lost. You also have to have a plan B or a plan C?
Yeah, you do, but like, that's part of it. Like, okay, I'm gonna shoot the entire time. If he's stuffing everything, I'll switch it up and throw, you know, lots of leg kicks and then shoot, or, you know, this and then do that. But,
you know, leg kicks. You see that guy? You watch The Contender last week?
No.
Did you watch it?
I didn't see it.
This guy that was a college wrestler that Daniel Cormier brought into, no, that the guy who fought Cormier brought into, like, I think Olzaman when he fought Cormier to, like, emulate Cormier, like, he was that good of a wrestler, tapped out to leg kicks. Like, it was like 3 leg kicks. And this huge black dude, and he was like a minus, he was like a plus 600 underdog or something. And this dude just, after the leg kick, he was like, I'm out.
Just didn't want it.
I don't know if he tore his ACL or broke his whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
But it was like, whoa.
I mean, a lot, dude, if you take enough of them, or if they're hard enough and if they're in the right spot, like 3's all it takes. You know, like if you don't have it, like, no, I'm going to just push through this and win this fight. If there's a little bit of like, oh, fuck that. Like, you're going to go down. Dude, leg kicks are, oh, they're the worst. I'd rather get kicked in the body than the legs.
Really?
Damn, yeah. Man.
You know who really impressed me on that UFC card was the first fight of the night. Dayron Nguyen versus Eric Spicely. But first of all, that dude's 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
And what it really impressed me is he's a thick boy. And throughout every single round, just came forward and was throwing bombs. And he never gave up, dude.
I didn't think his cardio was going to be there.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, I know. He's a world-class
wrestler. 5'7". Yeah, he's 5'7", 185. That's a lot of muscle.
But they were high on him for a while. He was on the undercard of the Tito Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, like, was he?
And he was like the only bright spot of that whole card.
Interesting.
I think they fought before, right? This is the second time they fought. He fought someone else on that card.
I'm not sure.
He fought somebody on that Tito Chuck card that was like an Eric. No, he fought the guy that got banned for substance. Say out of the same gym. He was you know what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about. I forgot his name though.
He does pro wrestling also.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know his name.
Seems like a pretty good guy.
I know.
A beard or something?
Yeah, with a beard.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
I think on the Ultimate Fighter. Yeah, he beat him.
Yeah. That's how I know the guy from, Dayron Nguyen. I think he trains with Cormier too, right?
Yeah, Cormier loves him.
Yeah.
Cormier is really high on him.
Yeah. Gotta get him on the podcast, dude. I love that guy.
He'd be at a better camp for being a wrestler.
Yeah, no, like, this dude is, he actually saw my highlight film when I posted it and like commented on it or something.
Nice.
Well, someone was like, dude, you fucking put this music wasn't around back then, your old ass. And then he wrote like, yeah, but the guy's a beast, but fuck, that music is hilarious. So I was like, oh, whatever, man.
Thanks,
like,
dude.
He's a real good dude. I like that guy.
Yeah. And Molly McCann, who I interviewed.
Dude, she looked great, too.
Ooh, she's a beast.
Great, man.
She's a beast.
Pretty lesbian.
She's lesbian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't always a lesbian though. This first girl that she's with now, a soccer player, I think, was with her. Like that was that's like her like her girl.
Okay, cool, dude.
Her. Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, that was a big win for her. And, she looked great.
And yeah, Rosenstruck against Alan Crowder in 9 seconds.
Yeah.
Is that that's it seems to be that that's every fighter's biggest fear is getting knocked out in 9 seconds.
Like, yeah.
The first punch of the fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it in six.
You got knocked out in 6 seconds?
Yep.
Oh my god.
6 seconds.
With headgear?
No.
Oh, oh, okay.
No.
All
right. Just a nice right hook.
Were you really knocked out or no?
It was a flash, like, but I was out. I wasn't there, but my body was still fighting.
You have so much character, man. Like you honestly, like, you're my hero. I have so much respect for you, Tyler. Like,
oh, thank you.
I probably would have. I got. Well, I guess at 6 seconds, you got like, I gotta do it again.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, you can't.
But still, you the whole camp.
Yeah, your first fight. And 6 seconds later, you're like. Oh man, come on. All my friends are watching, getting texts afterwards. 6 seconds.
No, really?
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah.
But you fuck your friends, man. That's bullshit.
I mean, I would have been doing the same
thing. No, you would not have done that to anybody.
You trained for 6 months and you got knocked out in 6 seconds, bro?
I know you. Come on. There's no way if I got knocked out in 6 seconds, you would text me, 6 seconds, dude. You know me. I'd be furious. I'd be like, fuck off, dude.
Well, that's the problem. They know me and they know I was just like, whatever.
You're a lot better.
That sucked.
Dude, there was a guy that I got into a Twitter war with recently. Some guy named Tony something, who like is a huge like ultra left guy, which I'm pretty much in the middle.
Yeah.
I definitely veer towards the left. I mean, you know, I'm like pro choice and yada yada, and you know, I would say I'm maybe fiscally conservative, whatever, but it seems like the conservatives now are the ones that are more free speech,
right?
As opposed to like,
which is so weird.
So I'm
So
I'm definitely on the lines of them with like, no, we can't ban speech, jokes, yada yada yada. Yeah. That's like my business. But this guy is Tony Paul Sutninsky. He's calling out all these guys like Scott Baio, go fuck yourself, and this guy, go fuck yourself. And but he puts in his bio, he lost like 300 pounds. He's 9-3 as an amateur fighter.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I googled him. He has no fights anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find nothing on Sherdog, nothing on Tapology, you can't find a fight. So he's lying about being a fighter.
Yeah.
So I just like wrote like, hey man, you know, I would love to see. I'm a huge fan of MMA. Can I see some of your fights? He blocked me immediately.
Oh, and God, dude. What a douche.
I had a field day with him, dude. Like, because I put, like, that, like, castaway meme of, like, me waiting to see his fights.
Yeah.
Like,
by the way, he's not in shape at all. He's, like, a big fat guy.
A big fat guy, which I just don't, like, look, man, if you want to be a liberal or a conservative, I don't give a fuck about that, but don't lie about your fights.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a weird thing to be lying about.
That's so, I mean, it's so easily, you can, this is not 1984. We could, like, find out if you had any fights or not.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, why would you want to lie about having fights? That means people now want to fight you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's his whole thing. I think that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is that he wants people to like not be like, oh shit, this guy will kick my ass, you know, and not, you know.
Dude, I just looked at his fucking the amateur MMA fighter 18,756-4.
Oh, now he like changed it to be even more of a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so now he's making it a joke, but he wasn't. Before, you know, like, is that
all got it's caught all the street fights, dude? It's all the street fights.
Yeah, on Street Fighter, maybe.
Exactly. I've played 18,000 games of Street Fighter.
So now he wants to be anyway. So there, let's talk about some fights coming up. This guy Chase Hooper, I think he was on the Contender. He's a guy that just did jiu-jitsu, right? He was like 18 years old. He was getting the shit beaten out of him the whole fight, and then won somehow.
Yeah.
He's fighting Luis Gomez. Should be a good fight.
It's like a. No,
he's like a jiu-jitsu prodigy or something. Hopefully, he worked on his striking because that was definitely. And then there's a guy named Jared Gooden who's been on the podcast, who I like a lot.
Right,
he's a black dude. He's I think a brown belt or black belt out of Atlanta. Super funny guy. He kept telling me black jokes the whole time, and I was afraid to laugh at them.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah, you know, real nice guy, great guy, great. So he's fighting this week in Titan FC, which is going to be on Fight Pass.
Nice.
And then let's talk about
Bellator. Do we even talk about Bellator?
Oh, well, because Bellator fucking doesn't tell you when their events are.
Oh, yeah.
I had to be like a detective to find
out. It was also strange. They had like two different cards on the same day, like one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah, and so one was on Paramount. The other one was on. Yeah, so Rafael Lovato Jr. beat Musasi.
Yeah.
He's a fucking gangster, dude.
Yeah.
Lovato's so good.
Is he the most underrated fighter in the game today?
He might be.
People aren't talking about him.
He might be. Nobody's talking about him because he's in Bellator.
Look what Musashi did to Rory McDonald.
Yep.
I mean, he's Musashi's amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Musashi's like he's one of the greats, one of the all time greats for sure. But like Lovato has to be in that discussion. Like he. When's the last time we saw him lose?
He hasn't lost. He's undefeated.
Or he's undefeated, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and when's the last time we even saw him, like, struggling?
And isn't his jiu-jitsu, like...
It's so good.
He's, like, the best American grappler, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's, like... Like, when people ask me, people that don't know, they're MMA fans, but maybe they're not, like, jiu-jitsu-oriented, or they don't know who people are, like... I describe him as the American Jacare. Like, that's how dominant he is on the ground. Like, if he puts you on your back...
Wow.
Sorry. Like, yeah. Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good fucking luck. Because he's also gymungus. He's huge. He's fucking strong. He's super technical. And he can strike. Like, he's a jiu-jitsu guy that can fucking stand and bang if he needs to. So, I'm excited. I would love to see him in the UFC. Oh,
it will happen. I'm calling it. I think it will happen.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so. Like, dude, him and Jacare.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
I mean, the UFC, that would be really smart. I mean, I don't know how many fights he has under his contract, but Bellator would definitely lose out.
And he's a little older, too, so, like, he might not have that many fights left in general, but fuck it, man.
I mean, he looks like he's about 50 years old.
Yeah, he's not showing any signs of slowing down.
I think he's, like, in early 30s.
Yeah, he's, like, in his
30s, he looks old. No, he looks like a shoe, dude.
Really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's... No. Also, before we get to his age, so Aaron... Chalmers beat Fred Freeman, and Fred Freeman, Bellator has 13 siblings as their like you know how put like fight record?
Yeah.
It just said has 13
siblings. Has 13 siblings.
Did you see that, Tyler?
Yes.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
Why?
He's 36. Lovato's 36.
Wow. Like, I'm all for doing stuff like that, but like, but like, if you know it's coming, like, oh, you know, like, hey, drives a Prius or something, or like, just random facts about you.
I remember the UFC used to do that. Like, they don't really do it anymore on the walkouts, but they used to have the three little things.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, it would be like, aggressive.
Or like,
cool, still, man. Like, very athletic.
Still a virgin.
Yeah.
Like, just shit that has nothing to do with like skill.
Yeah, it has HPV. Like, it's like, but like, people like as 13, like the 13 comments were hilarious.
Is by
like,
far the worst.
Somebody's like, he's 11 and 2 against the siblings, or like, he's. And then my friend Aaron, who puts like, he does the Scott Coker one, but not Coker. He goes, we're looking for someone who has 14 siblings for him to fight next. Like, so it's like Aljamain Sterling has 19 siblings. Like,
jeez. Well, yeah, like Sadiq. Oh, yeah, he could fight Sadiq. 23 brothers and sisters, yeah, something like
dude,
that.
That's
like,
so
I
crazy.
Mean, there was nothing else they could put about him. Like, that's the only thing they could.
Like, has been training Muay Thai for 5 years.
Black belt and
like something.
Yeah, has
13 siblings.
Well, his parents used to bang a lot. That's what, like to bang. Yeah. That's really what all they're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
grew up fighting with his 13 siblings.
How is that even, like, crazy? It's crazy. It
yeah, thing. They got to get better. Like, I feel like that's like that. Those kind of things are where the professionalism just isn't there. Like they don't give the attention to detail like the UFC does. Where the UFC is like every single piece is in place, and Bellator's like, all right, we got the contract signed. Oh shit, there's a show tonight. Okay, let's make a graphic. And how many siblings do you have? 13? Okay, have put 13. That on there.
Whoever did that's genius, though, because it got like all kinds of hits.
Yeah, people are talking about it.
Yeah.
But maybe it was a little secret plan the whole time.
Yeah, the guy lost, though. So. All right, so let's talk about Ngannou versus Dos Santos.
Oh, shit. It's
violence.
Tough one to pick.
The violence.
Because if Ngannou even like sneezes on you, you're going down.
Yeah.
But Dos Santos seems like on a resurgence.
I mean, I was all in on Kane. Like Kane when he fought Ngannou, and we saw what happened.
By the way, I heard Kane like is deep into WWE right now.
Really?
Like, it's strange.
Like really?
What?
It's strange because he's not like that big of a personality, right?
I don't know. They're really, I heard he's like doing really well.
Yeah, he's not like a mic guy.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Well, neither was Matt Riddle, maybe. Really.
Yeah, he wasn't either. Dude, I heard something. My roommate told me he was watching something on like Chael Sonnen, and apparently... Vince McMahon, like when he was fighting for the title the first time, when he was fighting Anderson, Vince McMahon sent him a message saying, I'll give you $1 million to not show up to the fight and show up to Raw instead. Like, just show up to WWE Raw instead. I'll give you $1 million. And obviously, he didn't do it.
I don't
so he didn't
that.
Take it. And then after, like, he didn't take that deal. He said, okay, if you win, I'll give you $5 million to show up to Raw, throw the UFC belt in the trash, and be a WWE guy.
Really?
I believe it.
I don't know, man. I mean, Dana and Vince are pretty close.
They are now, but like right when the UFC was starting to come up, and it was like, it was that question of like, all right, who's going to be the top dog? Is it going to be wrestling, or is it going to be UFC? Like, I feel like there was some secret warfare going on there.
That'd be, I remember watching a basketball game, and Dennis Rodman like didn't show up to his game with the Lakers, and then showed up on Raw that night with like the NWO.
Yeah, see?
And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, dude, screw the basketball, Lakers, dude. Basketball. I'm hanging out with the NWO. I thought that was like
I mean, it's more fitting. It's definitely a more fitting world for Rodman to be a professional wrestler.
That was the coolest thing. Yeah, but then it was like, it was Rodman was cool until he like wrestled against Karl Malone. And then like Jay Leno.
That was weird.
Leno
that
was
weird.
Like, yeah, like, when you start putting Jay Leno in there, you're like, okay, this is stupid.
Yeah.
That what they did, I don't know if they're still doing it. I haven't watched wrestling in forever, but like there was a span, like a couple year span, where it was just random celebrities. Like they would get like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, like they would just get these people like, yeah, just wrestle a match. Like, we'll teach you a move and walk around, looking around.
I remember K-Fed was in it when he was banging Britney Spears.
Oh, God, dude.
Everyone was booing him.
What a time.
One of my favorite wrestling stories is my buddy, who lives in San Diego. He does the car show. Chuck Palumbo and, will you pause for a second? This is going to, my buddy Chuck Palumbo. So he was telling me a story and he came to a show. He's this big guy with like long hair and he's sitting in the crowd and I'm like doing comedy and he started to heckle me a little bit. I was giving him a hard time calling him like a Chippendale dancer or something.
Right.
And then I was like, he's like, dude, I was in WWE. I go, wait a minute, you're Chuck Palumbo. And then no one could knew. I don't know how I remember that. I'm like, yeah, you and Stasiak and O'Hare were like, and he was like, we became friends. Everything. He came to like 10 of my shows. The guy, nicest guy. But he was telling me when he was in WCW and WWE bought them over, they would embarrass all the stars in WCW. Like, they made them all, like, the worst characters.
Wow.
And they, just to, like, prove a point, Vince did that. So they made him and this other guy, this gay couple. They were a gay tag team.
Dude,
and
that's
I remember
hilarious.
They were supposed to get married, right, in the ring.
That's hilarious,
right?
Dude.
So I'm like, I don't know, I think I'm, like, 15 years old, and I'm turning the station, and all of a sudden, like, these guys are about to get married, and the whole crowd's yelling, faggot, faggot.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, you could clearly hear it, you know? And then right before they're about to kiss and get married, they got into a fight, and like that was like...
That's pretty funny, dude.
But he told me that like, they did that to make fun of him, but it like caught fire. It became the biggest thing in the WWE. Like, Vince did it to like, thought that was going to ruin them, and like
skyrocketed him. Like, wow, look how accepting they are.
But he said he felt so bad because that morning, like Good Morning America, they did Good Morning America before they were supposed to get married. And like all these like gay groups like were sending them like flowers and like plaques to you know, on behalf of gay people. Like, and meanwhile, they knew that the whole thing was going to be like they were going to beat each other up and like, not get married. Like,
well, like... If you really believe that that's real, like, wrestling's already fake. Now they're going to have a gay wedding in the ring. Come on. Come on.
A gay wedding.
We're so happy we're represented.
Oh, represented. Gay wedding.
I mean, it's already gay enough.
Dude, wrestling, they used to do shit that, like, was so funny. I remember that, like, back in the day, they used to ban people. Like, they'd be like, you're suspended for the WWE. And the guy would be banned for, like, 200 years. No, to life. And 200 years. Like, just in case you came back from life. Like, you've been another 200 years.
Like, multiple life sentences.
You've been for life and 200 years.
Come back as a zombie, dude.
It's so funny.
So, Ngannou Dos Santos, I'm picking Ngannou.
Ngannou.
Me too, dude.
I'm picking Ngannou.
First round knockout.
I've been picking against him, like, almost every time.
Yeah.
And I'm at this point, I'm like, dude, he keeps proving me wrong.
When he came to my show and I was like, dude, you're the strongest Uber driver. I was from the
oh my God.
I was just fucking with him so bad. Like, and then afterwards he could put me in a headlock and he like He invited me to come to this fights with him. Like he's
he seems like a really cool guy, like a really nice guy.
Nicest guy.
My roommate ran into him in Vegas last week when they were at the. My roommate didn't go, but he was going to the Tyson Fury fight, and he was there for a bachelor party with a couple people he didn't know. And he said one of the guys was hammered, like hammered. These three dudes from the South, like Tennessee. And he was the only one that knew who Francis Ngannou was. He was like, dude, let's go take a picture. And this dude walks up and starts like touching his suit. And he's like, man, this is a nice suit, man. This is fucking awesome. And he was just like laughing, having a good time. Like,
that's hilarious.
It was, yeah. Well, it's nice to see these guys like appreciate the fans.
I remember John Wood was telling me like he was in his arm was in like a sling. And I was like, what happened to your arm? And he was like holding pads for Ngannou.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, that's how hard that guy hits.
Ugh. Yeah, dude. I love him. I want him to be champion someday.
He deserves it.
Yeah. I just feel like...
The greatest story of all time.
Greatest.
Damian Maia versus Rocco. Hey, come in. So, hey, how are you, Kim?
I've said it before.
Hi.
I can't say it enough. Like, I'm a Damian Maia all the way. Every time.
I like this guy Rocco though. He's Every actually time. Like he wins fights. He's on like a 3 or 4 fight winning streak. Super nice guy. He came to my show. He's dating Kayla Harrison.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And they're actually Kayla is a very attractive woman. Mm-hmm. When you see her in person, you're like, whoa. And she's like, killer body, just sweetest, but also has like sass to her.
Yeah.
Like I was like when I met her for the first time, I was like, dude, I'm like, I think you're going to win $1 million, right? Or something like, and she's like, you think? And she got like, she's a 2-time gold medalist.
Yeah.
But she was like, really like, what do you mean you think? Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, I was just saying, I mean, just, I don't want to get, you know, you too overconfident. But she was like, I could see she's competitive as fuck.
Yeah.
And then I said that, like, I was on stage and I was like, yeah, you know, Kayla Harrison, you know, her arms are so big. She probably, she gives you a hand job. It's 2-stroke squirt.
Yeah.
You know, like just that like grip. The grip from hell, and like she was laughing her ass off.
That's Rocco's girlfriend.
And
he's fighting Damian Maia.
Yeah,
it's a tough fight, dude.
I think I don't know. I feel like the blueprint's been set how to beat Damian Maia, though.
Well,
it's just gonna Rocco do
it.
Yeah,
don't let him take you down. But like, good fucking luck.
But he's lost his last couple fights.
No, he just won.
Who'd he beat?
He beat
some dude.
Some random. Yeah,
he's like a new guy coming.
Some random guy.
But Colby
Lyman Good.
Yeah, that's him.
All right.
But then, yeah, before that, I mean, who?
Colby and Woodley.
And Woodley.
By the way, they announced that Colby is fighting Robbie Lawler, which I don't know.
Colby?
Yeah.
Have fun, Colby.
Oh, I don't understand.
I don't think Colby's as good as Ben Askren, and we saw what happened to Ben Askren.
But why is he not fighting Usman? That was the fight everyone wants to see.
That is strange. So who's Usman going to fight then?
I don't know. I think maybe Askren, if he beats Masvidal, they might make Askren.
Ben and Marty?
Yeah.
Let's go.
By the way, that Marty was his real name.
Like,
he went by Marty forever in college wrestling.
Well, because it's like, you know, kid comes from Africa. Like, you know, you're not going to be like, yeah, my name's Kamaru.
Yeah. Like, but he gets offended when you call him Marty, but his name was Marty. Or is Marty? Not Marty.
Yeah, but now he's like, now it's back to like, no, Nigerian pride and this and that. Well, I think also, not Marty anymore.
I think the From Omaha is the one that gets it. Marty from Omaha.
Marty from Omaha.
Like if it was this, you know, if it was Marty Usman, people might be like, I don't think he would get mad, but Marty from Omaha just sounds really funny.
Right.
Like, it's Marty from Omaha.
Dude, that's hilarious. So is that the co-main event? Damian Maia versus... Tony Martin?
No. Benavidez and Jussie Formiga.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time we even saw Jiu-Jitsu fight? When was his last fight?
I think he fought.
No, he did. He
fought not too
I mean,
long
not
ago.
That he no, doesn't he, deserve to he be beat a
somebody,
co-main.
He beat like, somebody he pretty good. He tapped somebody. Remember, like, he tapped the guy twice? I was there.
Dustin Ortiz.
Yeah, but they, like, stopped it, and then he, like... Or they stood him up or something, and
right.
Like,
it ended up like going to a decision. But he should have.
Not Ortiz. It was somebody before that.
Oh, before that,
I think that was his last fight, though.
That was his last fight.
Okay,
yeah.
But there was
Ortiz
a fight
was
before that. That was weird. That was like I was there, and it was like he had to beat the guy twice. It was in Vegas at the Palms.
Yeah, I remember that. It was
somebody who was actually pretty good.
Alex Perez
was that? Yeah, Alex Perez. Yeah. Like, he beat Alex twice.
Alex Perez.
You know who I feel bad for is O'Malley.
Yeah.
Because he got popped again.
Yep.
For having the same thing. That I don't feel like that guy cheats. Look at his body.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't think he's a cheater.
I was having this conversation with one of my other friends, and I guess it was Osterine that he got popped for is like a cutting.
Cutting weight?
Supplement thing, like substance. Mm-hmm. So it's not really going to make you, you're not going to build any muscle on it, obviously, because it's designed to just keep the muscle that you have and start burning fat faster. It's
like some of that, dude,
or something. But exactly, right?
Yeah. And then our boy Vince Pichel,
Vince,
fighting undefeated Roosevelt Roberts. What do we know about Roosevelt Roberts?
He was a contender series guy. He's 8-0, I think.
8-0, yeah.
Yeah, 8-0.
Vince is looking good. He's looking ripped,
dude. Fucking ripped, man.
Jacked.
Looks scary.
This is full scary. Camp Vince.
This is the best I've ever seen him.
This is full Camp Vince.
He needs to go full time, dude.
He is.
Is he now? Did he quit his job?
He quit his job. Good. I think he quit school too, and he's like just full on in it. So
I think night Roosevelt Roberts.
Dude, yeah, dude.
Night Roosevelt Roberts.
He's we need to convince. Round. We need to convince Vince to talk shit, dude.
Convince the Vince. We need to fight Vince faster. Is not a shit talker.
He said he's gonna give us another shout out after the.
That'd be awesome. Fucking better. He better call me out by name, Vincent.
Yep, I want to pull out a scroll of names.
Jared Gooden, I love that guy. He's the guy that was a drug addict. That like, right? He was the guy that almost went to. He almost died. He was in rehab.
Yeah, he was in like prison.
He was in. Yeah, he basically was like hooked on heroin,
mm-hmm.
and then he got off everything. Then he got into an injury, and then they put him on like painkillers while he was under. And then his body like wanted it again.
Yeah.
And it totally fucked him up. And now he's back and he's awesome. And his last fight was amazing. He was winning that fight. I was there. I was in Milwaukee. He was looking so good until he got caught, and then it was really bad. But I love Jared Gooden. He's fighting Dan Moret. I don't know anything about Dan Moret. But,
I don't know anything about Dan Moret.
But... yeah, I'm a Jared Gooden.
Ooh, our boy Eric Anders.
Another guy.
He fights so much.
I always say Anders. He does.
He fights like every other card.
I know. He's got to win this one. He's got to win this one. That last one was rough.
Good Khalil.
But he's funny. I was like, it was his birthday, and I was gonna send him a check, but he doesn't. I know he doesn't know how to like use them, like. Check, and then he was like, he actually like retweeted it. And that was he made him laugh.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Eric Anders, please, I love that guy. Maurice Greene, who was the most unlikable guy in the history of the Ultimate Fighter.
Yep.
He was just like a drunk. He's fighting Junior Albini. Albini, whoa. Like really. It's the first card in the prelims.
Yeah.
Didn't he like headline?
I think he stepped in. Like he didn't he step in last minute? He's the diaper guy, right?
That was like that was the guy that Dos Santos beat?
Yeah.
But it was close?
No, I think
That's Taya Tabusa.
That was Taya Tabusa.
Yeah.
Albini's the
diaper guy.
Yeah, diaper man.
Crazy.
He I think his first fight in the UFC was a big fight because he stepped in on short notice, and then he's been like a prelim guy, but first fight on the prelims, that's rough.
It's crazy, right?
That's rough.
So
he got beat. His last fight was against Rosenstruck, knocked him out.
That nice Jewish guy.
Yeah.
So what do you got coming up, Tyler?
What do I have coming up? Not much. Getting ready for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Gonna party it up for the 4th of July, blow some stuff up, maybe jump off a roof. Just back into training, getting back into training. We going to this tournament last weekend was like, all right, time to get back, time to be in the gym. Team needs me. I need my team. So I'll be hitting it hard and competing probably in July or August. But other than that, just living the normal life.
Work, I love it.
Girlfriend.
You?
Go follow me on Instagram at TheWeenDog, TheWeenDawg, for updates on the YouTube channel, kids' YouTube channel, and the podcast. That's it, dude. No big deal.
All right. If you're in Vegas next week, July 1st to the 7th, I will be at the Stratosphere. Hit me up for tickets. If you want to go to the award show, hit me up. I can get you tickets for the award show as well. Then I'm going to be on a cruise. Then July 17th to the 21st, I am at the... in Southern California at Off the Hook Comedy Club, Captain Brian's. In August, I'll be in Maryland and Biloxi, Mississippi with Russell Peters. And then I'm going to be at the Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, at the Looney Bin. Check out my other podcast called Daddy Issues. Daddy Issues with me, Dee McDermott, and Nikki Paris. Also, support me on Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N, Rockfin. I'm uploading at least two other podcasts a week up there, putting up all kinds of comedy up there, all kinds of content. It really helps. The reason why you're getting four or five podcasts a week is because of Rockfin. You also get stuff by Ben Askren. You get stuff by Jordan Burroughs, just signed a deal with him.
Nice.
Jordan Burroughs, exclusive stuff with him. Izzy Martinez, training videos, behind the scenes with John Jones, all kinds of stuff on Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N. Check them out and support me, because the reason you're getting so many podcasts is because of Rockfin. So thank you guys so much. Take care. Bye-bye. Trap, songs and trap, don't some trap, don't some trap. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дур болаа. Даа дэс дуутан дур болаа бороо.